Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
This is a 1010 Winds News Flash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. This was kind of a perfect storm. Words from Mayor de Blasio a day after 6 inches of snow jammed roads and forced Port Authority to turn people away. The mayor ordered a full review to see just what went wrong. The mayor has fired Department of Investigation Commissioner Mark Peters. The two have clashed a number of times. Their relationship deteriorated after an independent investigator said Peters had abused his power. Peters issued a statement saying, as per the city charter, he has until next Wednesday to respond and that he will do so in writing. Feeling nostalgic? FAO Schwartz is back 3 years after closing its doors. A new FAO opens Friday in Rockefeller Center, about 10 blocks from its former home near Central Park. And if you're wondering about that giant piano, it's back as well. The outbreak of a respiratory virus has claimed another life at a pediatric facility in Haskell, New Jersey, bringing the total there to 11. The state health department confirmed that the severely ill child at the Wanaku Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation had the adenovirus infection. Children with compromised immune systems are especially vulnerable. It's the highest honor a president can give, and President Trump bestowed the Medal of Freedom on, in his words, 7 extraordinary Americans, including Roger Staubach, late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, late Yankee slugger Babe Ruth, and the King, Elvis Presley. Oscar-winning screenwriter William Goldman has died. His family says Goldman died at his home here in New York after a battle with colon cancer and complications from pneumonia. He was 87. Goldman won Academy Awards for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, as well as All the President's Men. Actively calling for clear skies overnight with diminishing winds, overnight low of 36. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.